Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We come in the name of the Most High God. We thank you, Father, that you are the Most High God. We thank you, Father, that you are the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. We honor you today, O God, and we thank you, Father God, that you are the only true and living Father, that there is no God like you, Jehovah. We appreciate you, Father God. We bless you. We honor you. We just thank you that we could call upon your holy, righteous name. Oh, Lord, teach our hands to war, our fingers to fight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we are your end-time warriors. Use us, O God, in the name of Jesus, as your weapons of war against the enemy, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Satan, you have lost the war in heaven. Let all the enemies that make war with the Lamb be destroyed in the name of Jesus. We do not war after the flesh, but we war after the Spirit. Lord, thunder upon the enemy. Release your voice. Hail, stones, and coals of fire. Send out your arrows, O God, and scatter them. Shoot out your light and discomfort them. Deliver us from our strong. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thunder. Deliver us from our strong enemies that are too strong for us. Lord, we thank you for delivering us and bringing us into a large place. We are your battle axes and weapons of war. You have given us the necks of our enemies, and we will destroy them in the name of Jesus. We are your anointed. And you give us great deliverance. We thank you, O God. We will beat them small as the dust and cast them out in the mire, as mire in the streets. We have pursued our enemies and overtaken them. We did not turn until they were consumed. We have wounded our enemies, and they are not able to rise. They have fallen under our feet. We tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon. We trample underfoot. We tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall harm us. Well, today is a beautiful day. And we praise God and give him glory and honor. We appreciate and are truly grateful to Father God for his goodness, even on today, his mercy. He gives us daily, even loading us up with benefits every day. Good evening. We are grateful you joined us on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. I'm your host, Sister G, Caritha Gantlin. And just in case you didn't know it, too many, and I want you to listen carefully, just in case you didn't know it, too many of our children are in trouble. Many have been caught up in situations that are out of control. Some have situations at home that are painful emotionally as well as physically. They keep silent about it because of the love they have for their families, and some fear, terrible, something that something terrible could happen to them. So many of our children have been raped, molested, physically abused, beaten, starved, harass, and dare to say anything about it. They have been threatened that they will die, or some family members will die, if they say what's going on with them in the home, in the school, wherever. It doesn't stop there. Hideous crimes are being done against our children daily in schools, parks, day camps, churches, vacation Bible schools, you name it. Much harm is coming upon our children. So we need to take time to talk to our children about different things that could happen to them. Don't just say, you know, you're going to let the church talk to them. You're going to let the pastor talk. No, you talk to them. You are their first teachers. Don't allow the school to give your children condoms and all these different things, birth control pills, all these things that can, you know, come up against them. They could still get AIDS. So you want to start praying with your children daily. Don't allow the enemy to come against your children. Your children are not exempt. The only way they're exempt is you plead the blood of Jesus over your children. So right now we're going to pray for the protection of our children. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up every child in Jacksonville, Florida, and every child in Florida, every child in Michigan, every child in Ohio, every child in Kentucky, every child in Tennessee, every child in Washington State, every child in the United States, every child all over the world. We lift them up, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and we bind the hand of the enemy that's coming against our children. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over children from the incubator all the way to young adults. In the name of Jesus, even those that are being born at this moment, we plead the blood of Jesus over them. We pray for their safety. We pray for their protection. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would dispatch holy angels of protection around them. In the name of Jesus, we bind territorial spirits assigned to our children in the name of Jesus. Satan, you are bound in the name of Jesus. We lose safety. We lose protection upon our children. We lose the blood of Jesus over our children right now in the name of Jesus. We break the power of witchcraft and all these manifestations. We bind the spirit of wizard, Native American witchcraft spirits. We bind religious spirits, the spirit of unforgiveness, bitterness, resentment, anger, hate, spite. In the name of Jesus, we bind all their physical, psychic, and spiritual attacks that are assigned and operating against our children. All seedlings, works, plans, activities, traps, wild snares, curses, hexes, vexes, bewitchment, enchantments, cantrips, ligatures, judgments of witches and warlocks, all evil acts against our children, we bind them right now in the name of Jesus. And we say the blood of Jesus is against all of that in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, oh God, for going into the homes where children are being taken advantage of, oh God, even by family members. And we ask you, Lord, to bring judgment in those homes, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you for salvation in those homes, oh God. In the name of Jesus, save every family member, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Satan, you cannot have your way in our families. In our fathers, mothers, children, extended families, in the name of Jesus. We lift up our children as they go to school every day in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that they are protected in the schools, on the playgrounds, in the nursery schools, in the hospitals, everywhere our children are. We thank you, oh God, for them being safe, protected by you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that you are the Most High God, and nothing is too difficult for you in the name of Jesus. How can our children, our next generation, be set free from these horrible curses that are upon them. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open and my ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this place. So, Father, we thank you for hearing our prayer. First, we who are called by God's name must humble ourselves. We must be willing to have humility enough to bow before God and pray. Many of us feel we are not the cause of what is happening to our children today, but we are sitting back and doing nothing, saying it's not our business what goes on in our neighbor's homes. I'm not my brother's keeper. So, I want to mind my own business. God knew some of us would feel this way. So many of us feel if it does not directly affect us, we should stay out of these situations. Where is the compassion? Where is the empathy? Are we our brother's keeper? Did we forget God's first commandment? His first commandment is that we love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength. And then the second commandment is to love each other like we love ourselves. How can we see someone being harmed, especially our children, and do nothing? There are steps that we can take. Even if you don't want known who you are, there are steps that we can take. Find out from your city council people. Find out from the police what you can do about situations that are happening right in your neighborhood. Listen to the children talk. Sometimes children talk among themselves, and they know what's going on with each other, but they are afraid. So talk to your children about things that are going on. Let them open up to you. So you say, I'm only one person. What can I do? One woman went before the government to have prayer stopped in our nation's public schools, and prayer stopped. Greater is he that is within you and me than he that's in the world. You are a mighty voice that can speak up for our children. So do so. Pray to our Father. He said, whatever we ask in his name, believing, he will grant it. So pray that violent crimes will stop against our children. Seek God's face, and let's stop doing wickedness. Then he will hear from heaven and forgive us. You say, you don't do anything wicked. The Bible says, to him that know to do right and do it not, to him is sin. If you know and you know that and you're not speaking up, praying for our children is the right thing to do, let's do it. Let's turn our cell phones off every day for an hour at least, and start praying for our children and ask God for the right action to take to help our children. Pray that God will protect them and keep them safe. You know, you can even start praying, you who have children, for your seed and your seed, even those that are to be born. You can pray for their safety now, that they will keep safe in the home, safe at school, and safe everywhere they go. We have today, I am grateful that God allowed you to be on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies with us. We have two great guests with us today. One of them is going to be speaking in just a few minutes, and the other one is going to speak a little bit later. Our first guest is a mighty man of God. He is a husband, a father, a son, as well as a comedian and a gospel rapper. We are delighted that he comes on weekly with us on Saturdays and on Thursdays. He's going to share a poem with us. Good evening, Brother David. How are you?
Good evening, Sister Jean. I'm doing great today, blessed and grateful.
Amen, amen. I thank God for you. What's the title of your poem?
I'm doing a poem that's by a coworker slash friend slash teammate on all my teams and stuff. He wrote this poem actually when he was in high school, probably about 15 years ago. And it wound up getting published. He entered it into a contest, but he didn't win the contest. He said the contest would have paid like 20 grand. But
wow.
He didn't win the contest, but the people published it. I think he said he got like second place or something like that. And so they published it for him. And he's a good, positive person, you know. But I couldn't get him on the line today. I tried to.
Okay.
Well, his name is Stephen Williams. He's also a dedicated father, has four girls. So I always mess with him because I have two boys. So,
all right.
You know. But let me see if I can bring it up. You ready for me to read it?
Yeah, what's the name of it?
Okay, I got to bring it up. Here we go.
Okay.
State of Mind.
All right.
He wrote this when he was in school. Come on. One second.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I got it up now. But also to let y'all know, I had, if I got time, I had to do an event this weekend because another comedian was out of town picking up his mama from Indiana, and he couldn't make it back, so I wound up having to do an event here, which was, you know, for charity. And it was on Wilson and 295. It was a collaboration between Hess, a barbershop, and a not-for-profit organization called POPS. And it was like 5 hours out in the sun. But I got to tell you, I had the most fun. When I left, my salt was coming on my face. You know how when all your electrolytes and water is drained, that salt be on your face? Like that. But we had such a blessing. It was for the kids in the neighborhood. Hess joined in. They gave away like $100 every hour. They gave away a bunch of prizes. It was a total blessing. And it was for the community and for the kids.
Amen.
That's what I had to do Sunday. Okay, the name of this poem is State of Mind by Stephen Williams. Look all around you and tell me what you see. Is the glass half full or is it half empty? You've done things almost perfect, but not quite. To others, it looks wrong, and to you, they seem right. At times, you're rude and maybe just a little wild, yet you have maturity, so at times you're a child. Some say out, some say in, and they all swore. It depends on the mind just standing in the door. He seems nice, or that's the word they often flung. Different place, same person, yet foul at the tongue. It's not what's seen, only what you may find. We all see the same thing, it's just a state of mind. I spy a beautiful person, that's all I see. You see a color you hate, how can that be? In the past, there was turmoil and moral bliss. Learn from the past. I've had enough of this. Who are you to say he's too big or too small? God created us equal. His word matters to all. It's time to act fast. Don't be left far behind. Life is too short. Address your state of mind. That's by Stephen Williams.
Amen. Amen. That's awesome. Awesome.
Yeah,
you know what? Life is how we look at life determines, you know, our state of mind. And how we, you know, view life is very important. We can view the glass half empty or half full. That was awesome, brother. And he was still in high school when he wrote it, huh?
Yes, ma'am. I'm about 15 to 16 years old.
Wow, we got some talented young people.
Yes, ma'am. I've been trying to talk to him and get him out there with Candace Jones to that positive workshop she has where people can come and work, you know, on their talents. And that's what I've been trying to get him to do. And I said, well, if you won't come give it to me, I'll read it. And, you know, write some more for me to read. Because
yes.
he said he writes these things with so much ease, it's like nothing to him. You know, it's
yes.
like grieving for him. So I'm telling him more likely that's his gift, you know.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Hallelujah. All right. Well, I thank Brother David for being on with us because, you know, he's a very talented young man, and I appreciate him. So today, you know, we serve an awesome and a mighty God. He is great and greatly to be praised. Our study today is taken from Proverbs, the 10th chapter. So I'm asking that you all turn to Proverbs with me. I appreciate it. Turn to Proverbs with me. I hope you got it. Hallelujah. You know, Proverbs is written by the wisest man who ever lived. The wisest man who ever lived upon the face of the earth. And his name was Solomon. And, you know, Solomon was so wise, he knew that, you know, his son was going to need to know some things. So Solomon began to teach his son in the book of Proverbs. He taught him about all kinds of things. And because he was wise and he had lived, you know, a while, he knew, he had experienced life and he knew what to teach his son. He was a king and a great king. He was the son of another king, King David. And so he began to teach his son in Proverbs. So I'm going to start at verse 1, but we're really going to be studying in Proverbs 10, verse 9. That's where we're going to begin. But I'm just going to go read 1 through 9 for you right now. The proverb of Solomon, a wise son maketh a father glad, but a foolish son is a heaviness to his mother. Treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivereth from death. The Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish, but he casteth away the substance of the wicked. He becometh poor and dealeth with a slack hand. But the hand of the diligent maketh rich. He that gathereth in summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causes shame. Blessings are upon the head of the just, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. The wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall. He that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth his ways shall be known. So, you know, as I said, Solomon was a wise man, so he wanted to teach his son, and we should do the same thing. We can use him as an example to teach our sons, to teach our daughters, our grandchildren about God's ways. He taught his son, you know, not to hang with the wrong crowd, but to be with people who are wise and made wise choices. So in verse 10, it says, God is pleased with people that are righteous. Now, you know, God is a righteous God, and he hates wickedness. So he's pleased with you, or you if you are in right standing with him. You know, a lot of times people say, oh, yeah, you know, I believe in God. But yes, if you believe in him, are you obedient to him? He says, you know, in his word, his first commandment is for us to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength. But are we obedient to him? Do we obey him? Do we listen to him? Do we do what he say to do? One of the things he tells us to do is to study his word, to be pleasing to him. You know, many of us have a struggle with that, studying the word. I have a trouble with it. You know, sometimes I say, oh, you know what? The phone will ring and I want to talk to so-and-so, or something's on TV, or, you know, we have many distractions in this life. But the thing about it is we have to take authority over that and be disciplined. You know, we are Christians, but we're in the army of the Lord, and we are being attacked daily. So we got to put on the full armor. We got to study the word. We got to keep our relationship strong with the Father. You know, I know all of us have earthly fathers, and sometimes earthly fathers leave us. But guess what? The King of Kings, our Heavenly Father, he doesn't ever leave us. He doesn't sleep. He doesn't slumber. So he's with us 24/7. But we got to stay in close communication with him. Not only us communicating to him, not only us talking to him about what we need and what we want, what we desire, but are we listening to him when he speaks? He is continuously speaking. Channel 23, God speaks. God speaks daily. Are we attuned to him? Do we listen to him? Or do we just say, you know, something told me not to do that? Who is something? What is something? Was it God or was it the devil? You know, God said his sheep know his voice. And another voice, they won't even hear our answer. Now, you know, Adam and Eve was close with God. He used to come to them in the cool of the evening. And they started listening to the voice of the enemy. And that opened the door for the enemy to attack us. So we have to stay girded up with the word of God. So the enemy is under our feet. We got to know that we have more power than the enemy does. But the way we know it is to read and study the word and not let the enemy attack us. We can be fully armored from head to toe with the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, our loins girt about with truth, our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, the sword in our hand, and God being our rear guard. Now, in Proverbs 10, it says, those who wink the eyes cause heartaches. You know those people who try to fool you. They constantly in your face, but they constantly stabbing you in the back, those Judas spirits. You know, they wink the eyes. They try to make you feel like they your friend, but they constantly stabbing you in the back. You know, even people warn you. You know, you think so-and-so your friend. That's not your friend. And you think, yeah, you know, I've been hanging with them since junior high. That's my friend. You better watch out. Who are you choosing? You know, Solomon told his son, don't hang with those who shed innocent blood just for fun. Can you imagine? Now, he told him that way back in Bible days, but guess what? Children are doing it today. Do you know where your sons and daughters are? Are they telling you the truth? How do we know? You know, some people ignore their children when they start lying to them. They have a lying spirit, but they just ignore it. Well, they're going to grow out of it. Mm-mm. You know, when they're 3, 4, 5, you know, sometimes they tell a little lie, but you got to straighten them out. You say, listen, tell daddy the truth. Tell mama the truth. And don't beat them up when they tell you the truth. Say, okay, now listen, from now on, I realize, you know, you don't know. You made a mistake. But from now on, tell me the truth. How am I going to believe you if you're telling lies all the time? Because if something really happened and you're not telling me the truth, I'm going to think you're lying again. So teach your children to tell the truth. And, of course, we already know we should tell the truth. We start lying to our children, you know, about this and that. That's how they become liars. And sometimes they pick it up from their little friends. Girl, I ain't told my mama that. No, I did it, but I wouldn't tell my daddy that. They'll kill me. Oh, no. Allow your children to come to you and tell you anything. My parents said I could tell my parents anything I wanted. Anything. And they didn't whip me. They listened to me. Of course, they made sure that, you know, I had the right state of mind, that the glass was full, half full, not half empty. They made sure I was thinking in the right vein. They said, okay, now what now? You know, they knew I was a little girl, but they would straighten out my thinking. And you can do the same thing with your children. Those who wink the eye cause heartaches. The one who talks foolish will be thrown down head first. My goodness, I know I don't want to be thrown down head first. I want to be wise, not foolish. So our choices are important, even as adults. You know, where we choose for our children to go to school, what we choose for our children to eat. You know, most children nowadays, you say, what you want to eat, baby? How do they know? Do they know what's nutritious for their bodies? Do they know what's going to keep them healthy? Or do they just want something to eat because they're hungry? Do you feed them McDonald's, you know, all the time? Do you feed them fast foods all the time? Look out. Their bodies are going to break down. You got to feed them live, healthy food. What are you feeding? Even what are you feeding them mentally, spiritually, emotionally, not just physically? You know, we are more than just physical beings. We have a spirit. What are you teaching them? Or do you just let the pastor or the Sunday school teacher teach them or the teacher at school? And you just do whatever you want. You just say, oh, look, I ain't got time. No. You know, I've seen many mothers crying over caskets. I'm not trying to frighten you. I am telling you the truth so that you would know how to pray, what to pray for. I have seen mothers over caskets crying because their children were slain in the street. Make sure your children are protected. Get in the secret place of the Most High and ask God to protect them daily. Pray with those children. Pray with them. Don't say, oh, well, they're old enough now. Excuse me. I was talking to somebody recently, and they say, did you say your prayers? No. Don't take for granted. What are they saying in their prayers? Don't just say, well, I taught them. Now I lay me down to sleep. I taught them our Father. I taught them the Lord is my shepherd. Uh-uh. You still pray with them and you pray for them. And guess what? Allow them to pray for you. The Bible says, and a little child shall lead them. Allow them to pray. They have pure prayers. Proverbs 10:11, the mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life. But the mouths of the wicked, people conceal violence. You know, people can be walking around on the street thinking about how they're about to kill somebody. I was going to Bible study yesterday, and a young man that I taught at a Christian school here, he was just cussing, and he had an angry, strifeful spirit. I was blowing and telling him, hush that. He was fussing with somebody across the street. I just started praying for him that God would protect him, that he would not become a statistic. I bind the hand of the enemy that was coming against him and whoever he was fussing with. It's so much strife in our city, in our children, in people, and especially in the summer when it's hot. People seem to explode. I mean, they're not just having a little small fit. They're exploding. You know, teach your children to choose their friends wisely, and you do the same. We have to listen, you know, to our children's conversations, not like spying on them, but like caring for them. I heard a child say years ago, my room is off limits to you, Mama. Excuse me? Mama paying for the room. Mama buying the clothes. Mama paying for the schooling. Whatever it is, you know, the child of her womb is saying, hey, you don't have no authority over me. No. Speak to your children while you're looking down on them, because it will come a time when they will be looking down on you. You know, after a while, now I never got to look down on my dad because he was taller than me all my life. But my mother, I grew taller than her. It's a good thing she used the board of education on me to switch the belt while I was young. And she made sure I respected her, my teachers, pastors, those who had rule and authority over me. Oh, no, let me tell you something. If a neighbor said I did something, my mama didn't say, did you do it? We were going to get consequences. People during the time when I was brought up, they looked out for the neighbor's children. They looked out for children in the community. They would break up fights. Children didn't get killed on the street like they do now. During that time, people felt like they were their brother's keeper. But, you know, after we got so affluent, you know, we just say, oh, well, you know, I got to go to work. I don't have time to be dealing with that. And, you know, and then sometimes we got Sally Sue's and, you know, them hoochie mamas. You better not say nothing to my child. But guess what? When they're crying over the small caskets, they wish somebody had corrected their children. I see little boys on the street coming from church. I'm coming from church, and they running in the street, walking in the street, 10 years old, 9 years old. Where their mamas? Where their daddies? We have got to start praying for these young parents. Solomon prayed for his son. Proverbs 10:12. Now, I want you to know that hatred starts arguments. So he's telling his son, don't hate people. You'll be quarreling with them. You'll be arguing for no reason. But you know, love covers all sins. You know, I hear some husbands say bad things about their wives before a whole group of people. And I hear wives say bad things about their husbands before a whole group of people. No, that's not love. Show love to your mate. So, they messed up. They ain't do something you want them to do. But you cover them. You ain't perfect. None of us are perfect but the Father. So, love covers all sins. Love covers, you know, what we, you know, when you love somebody, you ain't going to be pointing a finger. Because many of us have, you know, many have a big old telephone pole in our eyes, and somebody else just got a little bitty straw, a toothpick or something in their eye. And we just pointing our finger. You shoulda, you shoulda, you shoulda. No. Have compassion on people. Say, what happened? Even on your children. You know, when your children don't do something you ask them to do, say, listen, let's sit down and talk. What happened? Well, Daddy, this happened. Well, Mama, that happened. Say, okay, I'm going to allow that this time, but from now on, you come to me if you're not able to do what I'm asking you to do. But I do expect you to do it. I expect your grades to be top grades. I don't like B's in my house. I don't like C's in my house. And definitely, you better not bring no D's and F's in here. You better even consider not bringing a C. What are you allowing in your children? Do you allow them to suck their teeth at you, to stomp their feet? Oh, watch out. Who's living in your house? Is the enemy in your house? So today we're going to stop at Proverbs 10 and verse 12. So next week we're going to begin at Proverbs 10, verse 13. And we're going to learn some more about Solomon's teachings to his son. Well, I told you we had two great guests on. Our next guest is Candace Williams, a great, mighty woman of God. She's known as Simply Candace. Good evening, Sister Candace. How are you today?
Good evening. I'm great.
Hey, man, we are blessed to have you on, Brother David on, and I am grateful that the Most High allowed you to come on. So she's going to do, she's going to share something with us, and it's called, it's a song called Forecast. So let God have his way, woman of God.
All right. Thank you. This is Forecast. green waters, green grass. Then one day it all became black. Alone I wait, alone I lie, alone I pray, alone I die. Green waters, green grass. Then one day it all became black. Alone I wait, alone I lie, alone I pray, alone I die. Many years ago, I faced a near-death experience. My lung collapsed and I was on life support. In a coma after 14 days, the doctors told my family there was nothing more they could do. My mother refused to accept it and called in a specialist. Still in a coma, a minister came to pray. He laid a Bible down on my chest. I can't remember the verse, but I know what it said. I was floating up a mountain, and I heard a tune. It was an angel calling, and he said, get back. God hadn't called you yet. He said, get back. God hadn't called you yet. Even though I was awake, there was another dilemma I had to face. I couldn't walk. I couldn't move. There was more I had to go through. Laying in a hospital bed, needing someone to feed me and lift my legs. It took months to build my strength. Paralyzed from my neck to my hips, I was floating up the mountains and I heard a tune. It was an angel calling and he said, get back. God hasn't called you yet. He said, get back. God hadn't called you yet. You see, God saved me because I had a mission. I promised him I would tell people of my vision. I told my story. As years passed, I never got scared. I never got sad. God gave me peace I never knew I could have. I spread a message of God's love, grace, and his mercy. This is a testimony for the world to know. He saved me to teach me to have faith and to grow. I was floating up a mountain and I heard a tune. It was an angel calling and he said, get back. God hasn't called you yet. He said, get back. God hasn't called you yet. Green waters, a green grass. Then one day, I grew at last. With God, I wake. With God, I rise. With God, I pray. With God, I'm alive. Thank you.
Amen, amen. What an awesome testimony. Oh, my God. You know, I just looked up, when you said 14 days, I just looked up the number 14. You know, numbers in the Bible stands for something. Like the number 5 is grace, and the number 14 is Passover.
And, you know, the death angel passed over her, and it said the angel said to her, God isn't ready for you yet. Go back. Go back. God allowed her to live. He said, God hasn't called you yet. Go, get back. Get back. So, you know, what she said seemed so, you know, so easy, but I can imagine all the pain, the trauma you had to go through of learning to walk again, possibly talk again, coming out of a coma. It's like a baby, you know, that.
Yes.
But you were going through much pain. Much.
Yes.
Pain. I can imagine much pain. So I thank God that he allowed you to live. This is a testimony, she said, of God's goodness, love, and mercy. So God.
Yes.
Saved her and gave.
Yes.
Her a faith, a kind of faith, you know, that many people, many of us need. We need that kind of faith, you know, that kind of faith where we don't see it, but we know it's going to happen. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. Excuse me, the substance of things hoped for. So God gave her great faith. We thank you so much, Sister Candace Williams, for that testimony. It was awesome. Now, we want you to share. I know you have a radio show. We want you to share how we can get on your radio show.
Okay, well, my radio show is on WCGL 1360. It does also stream online at www.wcgl1360.com, but it is AM, 1360 AM. It comes on 4 Saturdays from 8 to 9 p.m. And so we want you to tune in. You can call in, and we feature independent artists. My husband and I both are artists, and God has allowed us to get this block of radio time where we can play our songs. We put our heart, you know, blood, sweat, and tears into it. And sometimes it's difficult for independent artists to get their music played. So we are able to play it on this show.
Amen. What's the call-in number?
You can call 904-483-7648, and we can give you more information on it. But you can call in. And you can also go to our website is www.bodyboosters.org, and that gives you some other contact information if you click on the radio live show.
Okay, go over it slower for me, www.bodyboosters.org. .org. Okay, and then we can get more info. All right, that's awesome.
Yes, and I just want to say, on my testimony, even though I went through that pain, what God showed me is that through his peace, I can endure it. Even though I couldn't walk, he put this peace over me that I never experienced. And what he wants me to tell the world is that through him, it doesn't matter where we're at, in whatever situation we're in, we can have the peace of God with us if we believe it.
Amen. Amen. I really appreciate you, Sister Candace, sharing that with us and even telling the world about the goodness of God and how he brought you thus far and how he was with you every step of the way. I'm sure there were times when you were, you know, like, oh, my God, how am I ever going to, you know, walk again or do, you know, regular things. But, you know, as far as I know, you're driving. I think you were driving yesterday when you were talking to me. So you came a long ways.
Yes.
Through the grace and mercy of God.
Yes.
Well, we really appreciate you, Sister Candace. And it is, you know, prayer time on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. Is there anyone on that needs prayer? Press 1. Press 1, and I'll pray for you. All right. Well, it looks as if no one has prayer.
I'm already out.
Okay. Brother David?
Okay, I asked for a quick prayer. Yeah, I'm praying that a lot of people realize that God intends for them to be blessed. A lot of people have that I'm running into a lot of people that seem to not understand God and that He intended for us to be blessed, for our lives to be blessed. And it's a lot of people that think negative first before they think positive. And they overload their life with all the things they can't do and how they can't do it and how, and you know, sometimes I get a little frustrated with them because I share a little scripture with them and they get at odds with me. And I'd be to the point where, you know, okay, if that's what you want to believe, but I got to trust what God says. At the end of the day, I got to do what God says, you know. So I'm just praying for a lot of people to get a close relationship with God and get a revelation that God intended for you to win, to live life. He put life into our body for us to live life. That's the only reason why He gave us life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's my opinion. That's how I feel in the spirit. But
amen.
I'm just praying that it's people real close to me that I see they quitting and giving up and doing things, and, you know, instead of turning it over to God and trusting in God and putting it in His hand. A lot of people don't understand you wouldn't be where you are if God didn't intend for you to be there. And just because they run into a little hardship, a little rough spot, you know, which is conditioning you and shaping you and molding you, you're going to make it through. But if you quit, you know, He going to let you quit if you want to quit. So, you know, just some people just been getting me frustrated. And I had people speak to me and tell me I was wasting my time and I ain't going nowhere and why I'm doing this and that. And, you know, I started saying scripture to them. But, you know, of course, they still didn't receive it. But they wanted to plant. See, Satan worked through people sometimes, and they'll come at you. And all it did was get me more excited to work for the Lord. That's why I think God gave me the opportunity to do that fundraiser things for that kid in that community and all that free stuff to help people. And that helped me realize that my gift is for other people. Not necessarily for me, because my life is bigger than me. It ain't all about me. It's about God working through me and helping people. So I have to be positive. I have to live life to the fullest, because that's what God wants me to do. So I want to pray for everybody, you know, to get a close relationship with God and trust God more.
Amen, amen. Well, you know what? We have a young lady on the phone, and I'm sorry, online with us. And her son had an accident a year ago or so, and a tree fell upon him, and he's been paralyzed for some time. So she is listening. So I'm praying that you know, for her son, that he would you know, trust in God, and the time that, you know, he's in bed and going through therapy and all that, that he would come higher in his faith and begin to trust in God. So, Brother David, I thank you for sharing that also. Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm sorry, is anyone else who need prayer, press 1. Anybody else? Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, oh God, that you are a great God. And it's nothing impossible to you. And I thank you, Father God, for Sister Candy sharing her testimony about your greatness, your mercy, and how, oh God, you brought her through this situation, and she is testifying of your goodness, oh God, testifying of your great love and your mercy for your people, Father God. And Father, I bind the hand of the enemy that would come against your people to discourage them, to make them weary in well-doing. And, Father God, I just thank you in the name of Jesus for people being saved, set free, healed, delivered, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we repent before you, Father God, when we're not really on fire for you like we should, oh God, telling people about you, oh God, and your goodness. You came to set the captive free. And there are many people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, who are even bound in their minds, oh God. The devil have their minds all bound up, and they're not even able, oh God, to see light for the darkness that's all around them. So, Father God, as Brother David was speaking, oh God, about people who are discouraged, oh God, I thank you, Father God, that the spirit of you is upon pastors and teachers. You have anointed them to teach tidings to the meek. You have sent them to bind up the broken in heart, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. You have sent them to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, oil for the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. So, Father, today we just thank you for what you're doing for your people today. We thank you that you are our Lord, you are our shepherd, and we shall not want. And, Father, I lift up Sister Audrey's son in the name of Jesus, and I thank you, O God, for him being blessed and highly favored, being strengthened in his body. And we declare and decree, Father God, that he will not be in this state all of his life. He will learn to walk again. He will not give up in the name of Jesus. He will push past everything that he's going through in the name of Jesus. And, Father, during this time, I pray that he will study your word. I pray, Father God, that he would run hard after you like a deer runs after the water brook in the name of Jesus, that he would thirst for you, O God, in the name of Jesus, as never before, that he would say, you know, God, save me for such a time as this. And so, Father, I just thank you in the name of Jesus that you are a great God, you are a mighty God, and you care about people, the people you created, O God, in the name of Jesus, and that you sent Jesus, your only son, so that we could have, excuse me, life, and life more abundantly. Well, today I'm going to say a prayer over our children. This prayer is taken from Apostle Kimberly Daniels' book, Prayers That Bring Change, and it's called Prayers for Our Seed. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for salvation, healing, deliverance, and prosperity for our children. We repent for the sins and iniquities of our past and present that may work against the lives of our children. But in the name of Jesus, let every hidden and secret enemy operating behind the scenes in their lives be under the spotlight of the Holy Ghost, uncover forever. We command every generational sin in our lives and the lives of our ancestors to disconnect from their heritage now in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus over our children's navels. The blessings, not the curses, shall flow to our children in Jesus' name. Every demonic unbiblical cord is severed. All inheritances that rebelliously flow through our bloodline are cut off from them forever. All destiny-devouring spirits are displaced by the destiny angel of the Lord. We walk in the authority that Jesus has given us over our seed. We break the powers of peer pressure and ungodly association. Our children shall lead and not follow. They are not bound and influenced by the spirit of the world. Every vicious cycle that is ruling over the heads of our children through association, incantation, or generational influence is destroyed by the whirlwind of the Lord. Self-inflicted curses through negative confession are broken. All negative words spoken over our children through ignorance or intention are erased. We close the door that has illegitimately or legally made a way for demonic activity to operate in our children's lives to be closed forever. All negative seeds that have been planted in our children's lives while they are sleeping are uprooted. The fallow grounds are broken up. The seeds of the Lord displace them. Every entry point through nightmare or dark vision, through astral activity, is closed continually. We plead the blood of Jesus over our children as they sleep at night. We command sweet sleep and divine rest upon our children. Incubus and succubus and all other forms of perversion are bound in Jesus' name. We take authority over the terrors that come by night and declare that as the sun rises, it will shine favor upon our seed. The will of God has captured our children's days. They shall fulfill the call of the Lord and be called blessed. Princes, powers, and spiritual wickedness in high places have no dominion over our children. The spiritual airways are prosperous over the heads of our children, and they live full lives. Our children shall live full lives. The statistics of the children of the world shall not overcome our children because they are children of light. The countenances of our children shall shine above the children of the world. They shall not eat of the king's portion, but they shall continually be transformed into the image of Christ. Our children are in the world, but not of the world. The wealth of the wicked is finding its way to our children. The heathen shall be their inheritance. They shall possess the gates of their enemies and displace them. The God of the cosmos is bound and cannot prosper against them. Our children can discern the difference between what is holy and what is common. They shall not be set up or deceived by cosmetic fetishes, people, places, or things with demons attached. The borders are being extended for our children. They shall rise up and demand room to live. Rebellion, disobedience, and unbelief have no rule over our seed. We circumcise our children with the sharp knife, the word of the Lord, and pull them out of the ways of the uncircumcised. Our children are wealthy, wise, and in a place to receive God. They shall speak over their seed the words I speak over them. Our children shall not be prematurely taken out by sickness, disease, accidents, incidents, or the cares of this world. They shall live long, prosperous lives, and serve God eternally. This is the heritage of our seed for 1,000 generations. Let these words be programmed in the heavens in Jesus forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Well, it's closing time on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. We have time for one brief sharing. If someone would like to share something quickly, press 1. Or if you already pressed 1, you may speak. You know, we pray that this ministry has been a blessing to you, and we are asking for financial donations to help support the ministry that we can continue reaching the lives of children and families all over the world. And if you are so led by God or he has touched your heart to support us, you may send your donations to Caritha Gantling, P.O. Box 2732, Jacksonville, Florida 32203. And we look forward to speaking to you this Saturday at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The call-in number is 1-619-789-4313. And we are grateful that you listened today. We also look forward to you being on with us next Thursday, the same call-in number. May God bless each of you. Have a God-filled evening, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. And don't forget, study God's word, be obedient to the Father, and I'll see you on Saturday. I love each of you. Be blessed of the Lord. Amen, amen.